All right, so we are diving deep today into Tropical Storm Milton.
Yeah, looks like Florida might be taking on a bit more water soon if the forecasts are right.
Seriously, it's barely been 2 weeks since Hurricane Helene, and now this.
Everyone seems especially concerned about this one.
Yeah, I've got the articles here from the Washington Post and the New York Times and then Fox Weather too, plus that email you forwarded me from your friend. And yeah, it's all kind of saying the same thing.
That's kind of what has everyone worried, right? Like all these different sources and everyone saying, yep, this one is one to watch.
Exactly. It's like when all the different weather models suddenly align and you're like, oh, this might be bad.
Right. Usually there's at least someone saying it's fine, but not this time.
So for those of us who haven't been glued to the Weather Channel,
Yeah.
what is it about Milton that has everyone so concerned?
Well, for starters, this storm is like the express train of hurricanes. It is going to strengthen fast.
Rapid intensification, right? Like going from 0 to 60 in like a day.
Exactly. And that makes it harder to predict and harder for people to prepare.
And if I'm remembering my hurricane lingo correctly, rapid intensification usually means a higher chance of it being a serious storm when it makes landfall.
Right on the money there. Stronger, faster, and with less time to get ready.
Okay, so we've got a storm that's basically got a lead foot and is heading towards Florida. Where exactly is it predicted to hit?
Right now, the models are pointing to somewhere between Tampa and Naples on the West Coast.
So potentially a similar area to Helene, but maybe a little farther south.
Yeah, and that's a concern because if it does end up hitting further south, those areas south of the Big Bend could get hit with even higher storm surge than Helene.
Oh no, not good. Those areas are still recovering from the last one.
Exactly. And we know storm surge is often the most dangerous part of a hurricane.
Right. It's not just about the wind and rain. It's about that wall of water that can just surge inland and wipe everything out.
And your friend's email made a good point about the west coast of Florida being extra vulnerable to that.
Why is that again? Something about the shape of the coastline.
It's kind of like the geography of the Gulf Coast conspires to make storm surge worse in that area. The shallow waters and the shape of the coastline basically give the storm surge nowhere to go but up.
Oh, right. So it's like aiming a fire hose at a wall.
Yeah.
The water has to go somewhere.
That's a good way to put it. And unfortunately, in this case, that somewhere is often people's homes and businesses.
Not a good combination at all. So we've got the potential for a strong hurricane making landfall on Florida's west coast with a high risk of storm surge, particularly south of the Big Bend. What else do we need to know?
Well, you know how they say when it rains, it pours well? Well, in this case, it might be more like when it hurricanes, it floods.
Oh, you're talking about the rainfall predictions, right?
Yeah, Milton is not messing around in the rain department. We're talking potentially up to a foot of rain in some areas. And remember, this is on top of ground that's already soaked from Helene.
Oh man, it's like someone up there is trying to give Florida a bath and they're not being gentle about it.
Seriously, though, that much rain on top of already saturated ground is a recipe for some major flooding.
And didn't some of the articles mention something about this being similar to the flooding they had in the Appalachians during Helene?
Yeah, the Washington Post article, I think, it said the flooding in Florida probably will not be as extreme as what they saw in the Appalachians, but it did draw some comparisons.
Because I was thinking about that. I remember seeing those images on the news. Entire towns were underwater. It was terrifying.
Yeah, the mountains and valleys there tend to funnel all that rain into the valleys, creating those flash floods.
So, is it less likely to be that kind of sudden, intense flooding in Florida?
Probably Florida is much flatter, so the water won't necessarily rise as quickly, but it will spread out more.
So, instead of a flash flood, it's more like a slow, steady inundation.
Exactly. And considering the ground is already saturated, even a smaller amount of rain could lead to
So
problems.
it's not just the amount of rain, it's the timing too.
Precisely.
Right.
And let's be clear here, flooding is dangerous no matter how it happens.
Absolutely. It can damage homes, disrupt infrastructure, and even lead to long-term health issues from mold and contaminated water. It's nothing to take lightly.
And don't forget the psychological stress that comes with all of this. This is going to be a tough one for a lot of people, especially those who are still reeling from Helene.
That's a really good point. We often focus on the physical dangers, but the emotional toll of a hurricane can be just as devastating.
Absolutely. It's important to acknowledge that and to reach out for help if you need it.
Okay, so we've got this potential for some serious flooding on top of everything else. What are the experts saying about all of this? Did the FOX weather folks have any insights?
They did. They interviewed hurricane specialist Brian Norcross, and he did not mince words.
Oh, that's never a good sign when the hurricane experts aren't sugarcoating it. What did he say?
He called the storm's development alarming and warned that This has the potential to be worse than Helene for parts of the west coast of Florida.
Wow. Yeah, those are some strong words coming from someone who knows hurricanes inside and out.
Yeah.
Not exactly what you want to hear, especially after everything we've just discussed.
Right, and it highlights why we need to take these forecasts seriously and get prepared.
For sure. This is definitely a situation that's evolving rapidly, and we're going to want to stay on top of it.
Absolutely. And that's what we're here for, to help you make sense of it all.
Exactly. So let's dive a little deeper into those forecasts and talk about what people can do to prepare for whatever Milton throws their way.
You know, one thing that really stood out to me in those forecasts was all the talk about the cone of uncertainty.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The hurricane track they always show, with that cone-shaped area around it.
Exactly. It's basically a visual reminder that even with all our fancy technology, we can't predict exactly where a hurricane is going to go.
It's like Mother Nature's way of saying, yeah, good luck with that.
Pretty much. And that cone is important because it shows all the possible paths the storm could take. The center line might miss you, but a slight wobble and boom, you're right in the thick of it.
So even if you're not directly in the center line of that cone, you still need to be paying attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially in a situation like this where the storm is still developing and could shift course.
Speaking of shifting course, your friend's email mentioned something about a cold front and some upper level winds that could potentially mess with Milton's path. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, so basically we've got this atmospheric showdown brewing in the Gulf of Mexico. Hurricanes, like Milton, are fueled by warm ocean water. It's like their energy drink. But Milton's path might intersect with a cold front and some strong upper-level winds. Think of it like a tug-of-war between hot and cold air masses.
And what happens when a hurricane meets a cold front? Does it weaken it?
It can. A cold front can disrupt a hurricane's circulation and cut off its access to that warm water it loves. But here's the thing. Sometimes that interaction can actually make the storm bigger and wetter, even if its wind speeds drop.
So it's like trading some wind power for extra rain power.
Exactly. It's like Milton's thinking, fine, you want to take away my wind? I'll just drown you instead.
That's not very supporting of Milton. And didn't your friend use the word nor'easter at some point? What exactly is a nor'easter anyway?
Oh, yeah. Good catch. Your friend is right on the money with that. A nor'easter is a type of storm that forms along the east coast when cold air from the north clashes with warm air from the south. They're notorious for bringing tons of rain and strong winds, kind of like a hurricane's more unpredictable cousin.
And they usually hit up north, right? Like the northeast U.S.
Exactly. But depending on how this whole cold front situation plays out, Milton could take on some nor'easter-like characteristics, potentially impacting a much wider area.
Wow. So we've got this potential hurricane possibly changing course, maybe weakening, but also maybe morphing into a rain-soaked nor'easter. It's like trying to predict the ending of a movie with three different possible endings.
That's a great analogy, and it's why it's so important to stay glued to those forecasts and be prepared for anything.
Speaking of being prepared, those early showers and thunderstorms they were talking about in the forecasts, those aren't anything to brush off, are they?
Not at all. Those are the opening act for Milton's big show. We could see those showers and thunderstorms start drenching the Florida peninsula as early as Sunday.
So days before the hurricane even gets there.
Exactly. It's like Milton is sending out its scouts to soften things up a bit. And by soften things up, I mean soak everything in sight.
Which is not good, considering everything we've already talked about, with the ground being saturated from Helene.
It's like trying to pour a gallon of water into a glass that's already full. It's just going to overflow.
Exactly. And this reminds me of what the Washington Post said about the flooding in the Appalachians after Helene. All that rain just had nowhere to go.
Right. And they made a good point about how the terrain in the Appalachians made the flooding worse.
Because all those mountains and valleys basically channeled the water into the valleys, right?
Exactly. Now, Florida is obviously much flatter.
So the water won't necessarily flow as fast, but it'll spread out more.
Exactly. It's a different type of flooding, but it can be just as destructive.
So maybe less flash flooding and more of a slow and steady inundation.
Precisely. And considering how much rain Helene dumped on the state, even a smaller amount of rain from Milton could cause serious problems.
It's all about the timing and the fact that the ground is already so saturated.
Exactly. And it's why it's so important to take those evacuation orders seriously if they're issued. Even if you think your home can handle the wind and rain, flooding can quickly turn a bad situation into a life-threatening one.
Absolutely. It's always better to be safe than sorry, especially when it comes to hurricanes.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, so we've covered the potential for some major flooding, the rapid development of this storm, and the possibility of it taking on some nor'easter characteristics. Anything else we need to know about Milton?
Well, we've talked a lot about the potential dangers, but I'm always fascinated by the science behind these storms. They're so powerful and destructive, yet there's a strange beauty to them too.
I know what you mean. It's like this weird mix of awe and terror that I don't think I'll ever get used to. So yeah, what else have we learned about Milton? Well, we've covered a lot of ground here, haven't we? This tropical storm Milton is shaping up to be quite the event.
That's for sure. From rapid intensification to potential major flooding. And don't even get me started on that nor'easter curveball.
It's like a hurricane greatest hits album, but not in a good way.
Definitely not. So let's cut to the chase here for our listeners. What can people do right now to prepare for whatever Milton throws their way?
That's the million-dollar question. And unfortunately, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. It really depends on your individual circumstances.
Okay, so let's break it down. What are some of the universal truths here? The things that everyone should be doing, regardless of where they are or what the latest forecast says.
I'd say the most important thing is to stay informed.
You mean don't just check the forecast once and call it a day?
Exactly. Hurricanes are constantly evolving, so it's crucial to stay up to date on the latest developments.
So check those weather apps regularly.
Precisely. And make sure you're getting your information from reliable sources like the National Hurricane Center and your local news outlets.
Don't just trust that random Facebook post your uncle shared.
Exactly. Stick to the experts. And speaking of experts, let's talk about those hurricane preparedness kits. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. The trusty hurricane kit. Always a good idea to have one of those on hand.
More than just a good idea. It's essential. And I'm not just talking about stocking up on snacks, although having plenty of snacks is never a bad thing.
Snacks are crucial for morale during a hurricane.
Absolutely. But we're also talking about things like water batteries, flashlights, first aid kits, all that good stuff.
And don't forget those important documents.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Keep all those important papers together in a waterproof container, just in case.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Exactly. And hey, speaking of being prepared, let's talk about those evacuation zones.
Ah, yes, evacuation zones. Those always make things feel a little more real.
They do, and for good reason. If you're in an evacuation zone, it means you're in a vulnerable area and you need to be prepared to leave if an evacuation order is issued.
And it's important to remember that even if you're not in an evacuation zone, it's still a good idea to have a plan.
Absolutely. Know where you would go and how you would get there if you had to evacuate. It's always better to be overprepared than underprepared.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked a lot about the physical preparations, but what about the mental and emotional side of things? Hurricanes can be stressful even when you're prepared.
That's so true. And it's something we often overlooked. It's important to take care of your mental health during hurricane season. Check in on your friends and family, practice self-care, and don't be afraid to seek professional help if you need it.
It's okay to not be okay during a hurricane. Hmm. And there's no shame in reaching out for help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, take care of your mental health, stay informed, be prepared, and hopefully Milton will decide to take it easy on us.
Here's hoping.
Hey.
But no matter what happens, we'll be here to keep you informed and help you make sense of it all.
That's right. We're all in this together.
Exactly. So until next time, stay safe out there, everyone.